District of West Vancouver Council has approved a proposal to build 34 duplex units on a large piece of undeveloped land in Eagle Harbor. The approval paves the way for Sterling Pacific Developments to build 17 duplexes, plus two single-family homes, on a vacant 1.8-hectare parcel of land on Daffodil Drive. The property was previously approved for a 10-unit subdivision of single-family homes. The duplex project drew a strong, and divided, response at a recent public hearing, with many neighbors opposed to the plan, saying it would bring too much density to their neighborhood. Others argued the smaller and less expensive housing is needed both for downsizers and young families. On Monday, the majority of council voted to approve the plan, saying more smaller housing options would benefit the community as a whole. According to district staff, the change approved by council will mean swapping 10 houses of an average size of 8,100 square feet for duplexes of about 2,800 square feet. There will also be an increase in protection for riparian areas on the property. The duplex plan will result in fewer trees being removed and an increase in park dedication, noted Cown. Nora Gambioli. The price of the duplexes, at under $2 million, while still exceptionally huge, is a lot less than the more than $5 million for the previously proposed single-family homes, she said. Cown. Scott Snyder said he lives extremely close to the development and is in support of the plan. I think there were some comments from the community that we should just leave it as parkland. Well, that's not reality. And that's not going to happen, he said. And while some people argued the site is not the right spot for development, unfortunately there's not a lot of spots left for development in West Vancouver, he said. Cown. Sharon Thompson and Christine Cassidy also supported the proposal. Thompson said in a community that's predominantly single-family homes and condos, the duplexes are a good alternative for many people and will be in high demand. Cown. Peter Lamber and Linda Watt voted against the plan. Lamber said he ran in the last election on a platform of neighbors having the biggest say on projects which would impact their community. There's been a long-standing concern that the developer is planning to build too much on the site, he said. Watt said she also feared the project would bring too much density to the area. She said the single-family homes in the original proposal would have had less visual impact for the neighbors. Council voted 5-2 to approve the duplex project, with Lamber and Watt opposed.